Well, we're back on Eagles 360, and as you can see, the media maven himself, Connor Barwin, is stooping to the level of Eagles 360. We thank you for joining us, Connor.
I don't like that introduction at all, but I'm happy to be here with you, Bo.
All right. Well, you know, you're making the rounds. You got the Rick Riley piece last week. You got the 3.5 sacks. You know, it's been a big year for you.
It's been a good year for our defense so far,
and
I've been a beneficiary of some stats in the first half of the season.
You were asked this question after the game, you know, because you have the 10.5 sacks this year. Do you feel like you are getting better as a pass rusher, or is it more just that the defense is sort of coalescing and there are more opportunities for you to get free?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think first and foremost is definitely the defense overall is better, and the defense has improved. That's why you see my sack numbers have increased. And across the board, I think the sack numbers have increased for a number of guys. I think we rush better as a unit up front. We know each other a little bit better. And then I think I have learned more about the system and what I can do as a rusher. And I think Bill McGovern has continued to help my pass rush by working with him for now going on 2 years.
Some guys in the locker room after that Panthers game when you guys had 9 sacks said that going into that game, you expected that there were going to be some sacks there for you. What do you think about going up against this Packers offensive line this week?
Well, Cam had been sacked the most 4 times, but we felt like we could win our one-on-one matchups. It was just not letting him kind of escape us and run north. And then going into the Packers game, he's a guy that is also very elusive, hard to sack. He does a much better job getting the ball out quicker than Cam does, so it'll be a lot bigger challenge this week.
For your money, is Aaron Rodgers the best quarterback in the game?
All I know is he's the quarterback we're going against this week, and he's the only quarterback we're going against this week. But obviously, he's in the top guys in the league, without a doubt.
As a defense, when you're playing so well as you are right now, how much do you look forward to the challenge of sort of seeing a measuring stick against an offense like this and a quarterback like that?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's exciting to be going down to Lambeau. It's going to be a cold game. We went down there last year and won, but we didn't get to play Aaron Rodgers. And obviously, like you said, he's probably the best quarterback in the league, if not one of the top 3. Nobody can question that. So it'll be a good challenge for us to, play well.
You've gotten all the football questions. You've already talked about it all. You know, what's it going to be like playing in Lambeau? What's it like, the hard count, all that stuff? We've already talked about that. I want to know your top 10 restaurants on the media guide. How much has that changed?
Well, I don't know what restaurants are on there, but I'm sure all the ones that are on there I still go to.
They're all like Rittenhouse ones, like
no, graduate hospital ones, and I still kind of stay in that neighborhood. The one that I go to now, Serpico on South Street is really good. He kind of lives on the edge a little bit more, mm-hmm. You know. So there's some hits and some misses, but I kind of like the experience. I also have been going to Tallulah's Garden a little bit as well.
See, Tallulah's Garden is not one of my favorites. I've only been once. It wasn't a great experience, but, you know. Well, we're at different payroll brackets, so you can afford to frequent these places
Maybe you need to go with me one time, and I'll show you what to order. Ordering is always very key.
Okay. Have you been to Vetri yet?
I have not been to Vetri, his main spot, but I've been to Vetri Pizza, and I know Mark, and I need to get to the Vetri.
That's as good a dining experience as you can have. I'm also a big Laurel guy. We talked about that.
That's what I've heard. I've been to Laurel as well. You put me on the Laurel. That was a good experience. I had to wait about 3 months for that reservation, but it was good.
Right in there.
Yeah, you got there before all the hype.
That's exactly right. All right, Connor Barwin, Eagles leading sacker with 10.5, second in the league. He's looking forward to a big game on Sunday and hopefully a victorious dinner afterwards when he gets back to Philadelphia.